Hello, my name is Ken Johnson. I'm your host for Successful Inventing. In this series of podcasts, I will educate, train, encourage, and counsel inventors in the inventing process. We will talk about inventing from A to Z, from concept to marketplace, and everything in between. I've been inventing products for over 40 years. The most successful product I've invented is a card game line called Phase 10. Phase 10 is the second best-selling card game in the world behind Uno, the Uno card game you've probably heard of. Well, Phase 10 is the second best-selling game in the world behind Uno. It is currently available in about 30 countries and is, in some countries, the number one card game. Yes, Phase 10 has been quite successful and has given me the lifestyle that I never dreamed possible. My partner in distributing and manufacturing Phase 10 is a little company you've probably heard of, Mattel. Mattel is the largest toy company in the world. It is the maker of Barbie dolls and Hot Wheels cars, along with many other products. In fact, Mattel is also the manufacturer of Uno. So throughout this series of podcasts, I will interview other inventors. We will have question and answer sessions where I will answer any question you have on the inventing process. And I will also give you excerpts from my book, The Simple Plan. And in those excerpts or conversations related to the book, we will discuss everything from prototyping your ideas, how to license your ideas, how to manufacture your invention, and whether or not it's smart to do so. We will discuss how to find a licensee or partner, like my partner is Mattel. I will teach you how to find a good partner or licensee to work with in distributing and producing your invention. We will also discuss such things as what I consider to be the most important part of the inventing process or bringing a product to market. The most important part of that is evaluation. And we'll spend a lot of time in these episodes to discuss the importance of evaluating your invention and how best to do so. Evaluating your invention, you see, is critical to success. I think it's the most critical thing that an inventor must do. And the reason I say that is two things. One, without a proper evaluation, a thorough evaluation of your invention, you will probably spend a lot of time and money working on an invention idea only to see it become unsuccessful, assuming you can even get it into the marketplace. Evaluating your invention is critical because you need to understand whether or not it truly has commercial potential. And that's the number one reason. The second reason evaluating is important is you want to make certain that before you rush to the patent office, you've determined whether your invention has real market potential. That's critical because most people aren't aware that roughly 90% of all patents issued by the patent office do not yield enough income or return to recover the cost of the patent itself. So that means the inventor got excited about their invention, went to a patent attorney, spent tens of thousands of dollars perhaps trying to secure a patent. Maybe they then secured a patent, and then they've discovered that the invention has no commercial potential after they spent tens of thousands of dollars. It is at that point that they start to try to determine who would buy it, how much would they pay for it, how it could be produced, at what cost. Then it's too late. You've already spent a lot of money. I help you through these podcasts. We'll learn, or you'll learn, how to determine the commercial potential of your invention before you spend a lot of money, quote unquote, protecting it. So I look forward to our conversations. And yes, they will be conversations because there will be times where I will invite you to either send me a voice message or send me an email, and I will respond to your questions on the air. So I look forward to our discussions. I look forward to relating to you the information that I've learned in 40 years of inventing. And throughout that time, I've spoken to hundreds, if not thousands, of inventors at seminars, conferences, and one-on-one, and helped them to understand the process from A to Z, from concept to market. That's what you'll learn in these podcasts, and I look forward to our sessions. Have a good day, and remember, to be a successful inventor, you must be successful at inventing.